Bodybuilding for clever girls. Bodybuilding must be explained in stages, and the starting stages are pretty unique. Let me give you the short version first, though. Start jogging with dumbbells. When you can jog with 5 pounds per hand, come to the gym and start dancing with 7.5 or 8 pound dumbbells. Dancing means that you are more stable, and now that weights are heavier, you can move slower. It also means that you can perform more standing dumbbell exercises than just carrying dumbbells. Biceps, over the head shoulder press, and lifting to the side, the lateral raise. But the short version misses important details, and details are different for each stage. Your first workout at the gym actually just stretches muscle, and that stretching of large muscles will ache even after the gym, but only for a few days, couple of weeks at most. Gym does not hurt, and none of the muscular ladies remember it ever hurting. It happens for a few days and then nobody cares or remembers it. Don't use machines, bench, or even the squat rack. If you can walk, run. If you can only sit, try to stand. If you can only crawl, then you can use the machine because it takes effort to climb on it. See, you never rest at the gym. You're always moving one step higher, and then your body adapts, and you go higher than that. The rule of fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding is that it is non-stop. It's always non-stop. There is no bodybuilding or exercise where you can stop. You can already see how moving back and forth with heavy weights will make your body adapt, and then you grab onto the heavier weights and adapt again. It's very easy. But to get ready for a non-stop workout means jogging. And then jogging with 3 pound dumbbells and 5 pound dumbbells and 7.5 pound dumbbells maybe. Do you see how crazy that is? Your non-stop does not start at the gym. It starts by increasing your endurance and ability to breathe away from the gym. And once you do make it to the gym, you will scare everyone by cycling dumbbell exercises non-stop for 30 or 60 minutes. If you can jog with it, then you can dance with it too. Side note, boys that start by lifting 15 pounds, they lack jogging endurance and breathing ability, and they don't have the training of 3, 5, 7.5 or 8 and 10 and 12.5 pounds that must come before the 15 pounds. They can kind of lift for 10 seconds, but not 60 minutes. They will grow something because the body does want to adapt, but because it is too heavy for them, they just can't lift for long enough. They adapt only once and instantly plateau. They get some additional muscle every year, but it's small potatoes. They're not moving, they're not breathing, they are not lifting heavier. It's all a mess. You keep going. Increase the beats per minute of your songs. Add extra minutes to your workout. You can probably double it initially. And you won't be bored because synchronization required by dancing puts you in a dance trance. Without distraction, a 3-hour workout feels like 3 minutes. Though you do need fresh songs, and they do get used up and probably never come back. After a few years of hopefully just maintenance exercises, you will be listening to foreign language songs. Maintenance just means that you stop increasing the dumbbell weight. Don't stretch your skin with huge muscles. Stay in balance with your beauty. So, non-stop, Jogging first. Start in the beginning with 3-pound dumbbells. Whatever aches you do feel at first, that is just stretching, and you will forget it soon enough. It's not the gym that is hurting. It is that you are already out of shape. And you really have to start from the beginning to prepare yourself for the higher weights. Start with 3, unless you can do more. But never start past what you can carry. If you have to stop, then that means you are not ready for that weight. Though if you can do it non-stop, mixing in heavier weights for just a little while and then going back to the lighter does help your muscles adapt faster. Bodybuilding is just the lifting of things. It is nothing special. The special part is the lifting strategy that you executed for a long enough time for your body to adapt and continue adapting. But the really meaningful part, the really big deal, is the lifelong routine that is effective and that keeps you healthy and strong. And indeed, you can easily imagine how dancing with dumbbells to maintain pronounced muscle is easy and fun once you get used to it. But you have to be able to handle your weight for an hour straight before you move on to the higher weight, where the higher weight will stop you before any meaningful exercise can happen. You'll still have to fight it, but it will be something that you can manage with minimal effort. Switch to country music to slow down the rate of your lifting, and then you will be able to handle a higher weight and slowly go back to your faster songs.